We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Good opening day, everybody. I am Bart Winkler. This is the latest episode of Into the Winklerverse, as this is our sort of opening day pregame show. Really, this is me going to recap the first weekend of Brewers baseball, publish it while the next series is going on, almost making it irrelevant already, unless you're a completist or really like to recap that great series against the Mets, which I totally still want to a couple days later. I am also watching the Bally Sports pregame show, so consider this maybe a Bally Sports pregame show watch party, so to speak. I am not at the ballpark today. This is going to be the first opening day that I will have missed since, I believe, 2015. I've been going there every year as a member of the fan. And then even last year, I went and sat in the bleachers, and I didn't like it. I love going to games. Don't get me wrong. I love going to games. But I almost wish that now that I go to games, that I never had the credentialed experience. Because I liked walking around the ballpark, and I liked, you know, doing all these different things. But then to have that kind of zone, like, it's basically your own suite. You can go there, eat food, lay out, private bathrooms, sort of. I mean, usually you go in there, and every time I go in there, the Rock's taking a piss. Run upstairs to the fourth level, but I miss that. I miss that experience. So I got like FOMO. I got all sorts of FOMO. Even going to the game last year, I had FOMO. But the Brewers, let's talk about me. Great start to the season, 3-0. So much fun. So much fun what they've been able to do over the last weekend here. On a season that I think, and we've talked about this the other day, a season that we're not sure really what to expect. And I was celebrating that. I was celebrating the fact that it's kind of like up in the air and there's so much variety and there's a strong level of just a lot of variables. And I saw someone comment that that's the organization. I forget who it was, but that's the organization pulling a fast one on you, like making you think that these expectations, having no expectations, is good enough. No, man, they had a clearly defined era. The golden era, golden age of Brewers baseball. They made the playoffs repeatedly. Even when they sucked in 2020, they made the playoffs. They had a nice run in 2018. They had teams that could go for a run, but never really were able to. But the regular seasons were great. They were the best team in their division for the last 8 years or so. This was a great era of Brewers baseball. That era is over. That era is over. So this era has the chance to be that again, to be something different, to be something better. But that era is a Craig Counsell-defined era, and he is gone. And now it is Pat Murphy, and I think that you can tell, you know, whether he's just clowning around more or telling Adam McKelvey that was a shitty question or just having generally more fun. Like, there is a difference of fun. The first game that Pat Murphy managed for the Padres, and I've talked about this, but I thought it was really cool. And he didn't remember anybody, maybe, but he made sure, because he was managing the Padres and it was a big deal because it was in Miller Park. And Craig Counsell was on the opposite side. And Murphy made sure to say, all right, you know, I'm Pat. Who's everybody here? Okay. You're Bart, you're Adam. You know, he would ask our names, and I don't know, just a real sense of like, he's on the same level. Okay. He's just like, it's not like, yes, I'm the manager, but I'm also not any better than anybody. I'm not saying that is the personality of anyone else. I'm just saying that is not the personality that I got from Pat. I've been in that little scrum a lot. I think if I saw counsel at his preferred Sendix, I think he would vaguely recognize me. And then, like, I've done this with when you see people in high school at the grocery store and you're like, I recognize them. I remember their first name. I don't want to have a conversation, so I'm going to go in a different aisle. Now, that always backtracks because you always like run into them right at the counter. So it always backtracks. But for that moment, you think that you're pulling a fast one in some sort of way. But I just think that there's a different vibe to this team, is the, you know, short story long here. There's a different vibe to this team. And we've seen that through three games. Now, it's helped that they've won these three games. And it's also helped that they have provided an entertainment factor. There's a fun factor. They're scoring some runs. That first game, we've talked about it. They won 3-1. Freddy Peralta was great. Right away, Jackson Churio had a really impressive game. And then the whole thing that happened with Rhys Hoskins and Jeff McNeil, they carry that over to the next game, where Hoskins goes on a tear, has three hits, hits a home run. Then they eventually throw at him late, which is lame. Throwing at him at all is lame. I don't get it. I'm not going to be that guy in baseball. Sending a message is lame. You did well against me, so I'm going to send a message to you. The message is you just get the guy out. The message is you don't let him succeed against you. That's the message. Oh, you hit a home run off me and showboated. I'm gonna beam him to send a message. No, the message is you don't let him hit a home run off you, and then the next time he's up, you strike him out. That's the message. But hey, that's not baseball. You guys forget that I only played baseball until I was in second grade, when I was the third baseman, and I thought I had a force out at third, but I actually had to tag the guy. And he was safe, and it was really traumatic for me. I could go show you the exact field in Fond du Lac that this occurred on in second grade. And after that, it was like, all right, you suck. I was also a catcher in T-ball, which I don't think people understand when I first say that, how bad you have to be. Like, if you're bad, you're in left field. But you could still get the ball to you. If you're a catcher in T-ball, you might as well be a stump. You might as well be a cooler. You might as well be a cooler with the Sunny D's and Capri Suns in it. Like, just, okay, you serve as a backstop just in case. But there's no way that you're going to be needed in any way, shape, or form. Brewers have the Twins to start a two-game series. Not going today. Hope to go tomorrow. We'll see what the weather's like. I'm going to be that guy, because I'm not parking. I'm going to be guy that doesn't park. I don't like this new system. I'm going to be Dennis Reynolds about it. I don't like this new system. I don't like the QR codes. I thought for a while QR codes made a big boom in like 2010, and then they went away, and then they came back in like 2014, and now they're so universally accepted. Menu QR code, not into that. Walk by, get your haircut done, do a QR code. I don't know. I'm not into, like, maybe I can accept QR codes in a few areas. The restaurants, you got a QR code? Look, I'm at a restaurant, but I'm sitting on my phone the whole time anyway. I can do a QR code. Okay, fine, to see your menu. But then in a parking lot, I was watching some woman do the explainer, and she gets out of her car. And this is if you don't pay. If you pay in advance, I guess it's easier, but if you just get there the day of, you got to walk over to a parking structure. So it's already, hey, it's already kind of dangerous. Parking lots are dangerous. There's cars everywhere. This just creates the opportunity for more people to get hit. In fact, that might be what I do. I might just walk around the parking lot looking with my QR code, purposely get hit, sue the person, but then really sue the Brewers. I just don't know how this is better. And then it didn't work today, so they had to send parking attendants out. Which, did they have these people on reserve? Was it last year's crew that came and said, all right, we're going to need you. We're going to need you in the trenches just in case. Are we going to have a problem? And they knew they were going to have a problem. And there's no way this was going to work right away. Especially a day where people now are going to come a little bit later. Like, people might have thought, oh, I'm going to tailgate. But now they might be coming now, right before, an hour before the game. And then it's going to be more congested. So I'm interested to hear the stories about that. But if I do go Wednesday, I'm going to park on Blue Mound and walk. Need to get the steps in. But then again, if it's snowing, I don't want to deal with all that. What's up to Mason? He says, happy I'm back on the radio. Happy you're back listening. CBS Sports Radio, 9 Central at night until 1 in the morning. One of the things that I want to talk about tonight, I'll get back into the Brewers, but one of the things I want to talk about is the Final Four. We talked a lot about that last night. You've got UConn and Alabama on the men's side, NC State and Purdue. And then on the women's side, you've got Iowa and UConn, and then NC State and South Carolina. So I put a poll up earlier today about what are people looking forward to the most. And the poll was South Carolina's undefeated streak, Clark versus Beckers, UConn's men's dominance, or ED versus DJ. And there's only 136 votes. Nobody interacted with it. This is my least engagement poll ever. And I think that's kind of a story. Because I think with March Madness, we're going to watch. We did watch. And we're going to watch. And Friday will be great with the women. And Saturday will be great with the men. But I also think, like, we don't care about the days in between. It is an event we like to see. We don't need to preview it. Like, it's a movie that we're going to go see. And then when it's over, we might talk about it a little. But we're not going to spend 5 days previewing Oppenheimer. We're not going to, like, reread the history books and be like, how do you think, you know, this will happen? We're not going to do that. And I don't think we're doing that with the tournament. So that'll be something I talk about tonight on the radio. Shout out to Mason for listening. Thanks for the hat comments. This is a Milwaukee flag hat. Oh, it does still have the stickers. Those are Paw Patrol stickers. We have Sky, we have Rubble, and we have Marshall. My kid put those on when we were on vacation. I kept them on, and now they've been on for a couple weeks that I feel like if I take them off, it's a betrayal. So I will keep them on until they naturally go off. But those are the stickers on my hat. Sky, Rubble, who my kid thinks is my favorite because I laughed at one Rubble joke one time. And now he's always like, Daddy, your favorite is Rubble. I go, you know what? I don't like any of them. But if I got to like one, I can get in trouble with Rubble. Mason, another comment. Why does it seem like the women are playing harder and more physical than the men's game? The jump fake, jump into the defender's foul is ridiculous. I hope they take that out of the game. A big takeaway for me watching Iowa, at least, against LSU was they let them play a little more. Like, if Angel Reese got called the way that Zach Edey got called, she would have been at the line 25 times. It was a frantic pace. It was, is frenetic a word? I think is a word people say for frantic. But it was a great game. And it was real quick and really fun. And it didn't get bogged down and slow down. That was until the very end, which then the pace was so good that at the end of the Iowa-LSU game, you had timeout after timeout after timeout. Iowa calls a timeout with 7 seconds left just to inbound it. I mean, okay, we want to see you celebrate. 30 minutes here of waiting to see you celebrate. Let's pick up the pace a little bit.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
We are brought to you, as always, by Happy Place Hemp. The promo code is BART, 25% off every order at happyplace.com with the promo code BART. More on that, but we got boots on the ground with Brett and his young son. You get to be at opening day.
Let's go, Brewers!
Hey, give me like a sights and sounds. Show me the scoreboard and stuff.
All right, here we go. Let me flip it.
I think you gotta move it.
Hey, I'm gonna hop off. I'm gonna leave you with this. Fuck you, Craig. Fuck you, Craig. All right, see you, Bart.
All right, Brett and Tosa, who is at the game. I do want to do a longer thing with him at some point because he's got a lot to say, and he is trying to get a bunch of seats behind the Cubs dugout for Memorial Day. He's trying to get a bunch of people there for Memorial Day to boo, obviously, Craig Counsell. And I like that he is willing to swear in front of his young kid, as that is something that I do and I've talked about and yelled at for by complete strangers on the radio. So that's always welcome. It's always welcome to hear other people tell me how to parent my kid, who they are always around and they have better advice. If there's anyone that could tell me how to parent, it would be my wife. That would be it, because she knows them. But you can't tell me. No. Cheers, non-beer. If I go tomorrow, I'll maybe have a beer. What am I talking about? I know I'm not going tomorrow. What am I saying? So Happy Place Hemp. Again, promo code is BART, 25% off each and every order that you get. You can get the gummies, the tinctures, the balms. They've got the Delta 8s and Delta 9s. They have on some of the gummies upped it a little bit. So if you've been getting the same ones since I first told you about them, or maybe you knew about them before I did, or before I told you, you've been ordering them too, they have up some to the 50 milligrams. So you can check those out as well if you would like. HappyPlaceHemp.com. The promo code is BART, 25% off every order. HappyPlaceHemp.com. Promo code BART, 25% off each and every order when you do use the check them out. They're also located in Muskego, right across from Maddie's, which is in New Berlin. And then they are across the street in Muskego. The Brewers, again, we got opening day coming up. And so we'll talk more about the game against the Twins. I might jump on live tomorrow. And then we've got taping on Thursday. So we'll do that later in the week. But just on that Mets series again, real quick. It was really fun to see. It was really fun to watch. And it was fun to have fun. Again, I left last year's baseball season very upset. I didn't like how quickly the Brewers got knocked out of the playoffs. And while talking it from a, quote, national perspective, I had to not just be salty little whiny bitch Brewer boy. So I said I feel bad for the Orioles, which I do, and I feel bad for the Braves. I mean, I feel bad for the Dodgers. That doesn't make sense and sound right because they're so dominant, but you win 100 games, you lose to a team that gets hot by beating the Brewers. And the Brewers, if you get in that wild card round and win, then you get a little bit of the momentum. But we would always get there and then lose. We gave momentum to the Braves one year. We gave momentum to the Dodgers. We gave momentum to the Diamondbacks. We gave momentum to the Nationals. I mean, nobody wants to be in that wild card, but if you win that game, back when they had it, the stakes are so high, the game is so ridiculous that it does boost your morale. It does affect you. And we were always at the losing side of it. So I've been real bitter. I don't know how I was going to come into the season. I think that Murphy's whole attitude and just, you know, when you win a few games, all right, it's fun. It's fun. And it was a great start to the weekend. Cone Roller.
Happy home opener, Bart.
Happy home opener. It's the first one I'm missing in 9 years, if anyone cares.
Aw. You're not in the normal studio.
I was going to be in my basement. No, I'm upstairs. I was going to be in my basement, but then I was sitting next to, I sit next to my water thing, and I have a toilet that's been running for 2 months, and I can't figure out how to stop it. So it was dripping next to it. Everything in my house is falling apart. It's a 100-year-old house.
Yeah, just that's part of the character of it.
Yeah, I know. It's character. It's why when we looked around and saw, you know, nice new homes, we thought, no, let's buy one that we're going to need to replace everything when we live there.
Yeah, it's more fun. Brewers team. Like this team so far. I think we're kind of falling into similar talking points as last year with like, oh, all these young guys are so exciting. But then it turned out most of them didn't do too well. I mean, Bryce Terang kind of sucked. Joey Weimer showed some flashes. But, you know, fun start of the season. I think every single player on this roster has something to prove in one way or the other. You know, can Freddie be the true number one? Is Willie Adames going to have a bounce back year? Can William Contreras, you know, establish himself as a top tier catcher? Can Jackson Churio prove the haters wrong that he's worth this money? So a lot of interesting storylines. I think it's going to be a fun year.
Yeah, I think it's going to be fun too. And I know that everybody gets into the young guys, you know, Frelick, Terang, Mitchell. And I remember the previous crop of young guys, Hard, Hardy, Braun, Fielder. I never like got that vibe yet from these guys. And I don't know that they're all going to be together and they're all going to grow at the same pace, but I look at more Yelich and I look at more Contreras, who is young, but he's an established vet here. And Adames, like if this team is going to be anything and not sell off at the deadline or whatever, it's going to be because of the guys that have some established ground here. And, you know, maybe there's not a ton of them, and they got a lot of new pieces. Dunn's in the lineup today. Joey Ortiz trade. Perkins is back somehow. Gary Sanchez, somehow we found him. But really, Yelich, Freddie, Willie, Contreras. And then, you know, maybe we'll dip down to Churio. But it's going to be those guys at the top. They can't wait for the young guys to come in and develop. They need to be something too.
Yeah, agreed. 100%. And Yelich, I mean, so far, he might be back. Is he back?
Is Yelich back? Well, he was 0 for 2 on Sunday. But he walked twice. He's hitting 455. Oh, he's back.
Let's go. Oh, he's back.
He's back.
You watched
the final four or what? Huh? Yeah.
Sorry, what was that?
Are you going to the final four?
No, I got a buddy going. He just bought Purdue tickets. I think they were like $2,000 after fees and everything for both days.
Are they playing at the Cardinal Stadium?
Yep.
Stupid.
Yeah, very dumb. They got a concert venue set up in downtown Phoenix, kind of like a Final Four Village. They did something similar with the Super Bowl. So Sunday or all weekend, they're doing a bunch of free concerts, stuff like that. So I'll check that out.
Okay. Yeah. Get down there. Be a part of the scene.
Mumford and Sons, I think, is playing on Sunday. Leon Bridges. So should be pretty good.
Yeah. I watched the game last night. I'm interested. I'm interested to see how the weekend goes. I think Iowa's a decent sized favorite.
I was just watching a little bit of First Things First, and they were asking, does Does Caitlin Clark need to win a title to establish herself as the GOAT?
See, I have a problem like with that question.
I do too.
Because then I'm assuming it's not like we've never watched women's college hoops before, but I don't think enough of us are qualified to talk about if Caitlin Clark's the greatest of all time.
Right. And that's basically what Nick Wright was saying. Nick Wright's like, he was talking about all these women's college hoops he's watched over the years. And he said, I think I can establish her as my GOAT or something like that.
Yeah. Like I didn't watch Cheryl Miller. I barely watched Rebecca Lobo or Lisa Leslie or anybody. I mean, I was familiar with them. I'm interested to see if this, like, is she going to bring people in the WNBA? Because could you imagine, I talked about this last night, but could you imagine if we were super into college football and there were all these stars we were watching and then like Caleb Williams, we got to watch him. We got to see him. And then he goes pro and we're like, nah, I don't care.
Right.
So
I don't think it'll change WNBA viewership too much. I think you're going to just see a lot more like, you know, clips on Twitter and, you know, maybe the talking shows, the talking heads will mention, oh, Caitlin Clark had 30 points in her WNBA debut. You know, I think you'll get a little bit more of that into the ether, but I don't think it'll really change viewership too much.
I think their schedule hurts them. I think going May to October is bad. They're in the summer, which
Brewers baseball.
Yeah, we got baseball. But then they had their WNBA finals. Two of the four games were on NFL Sundays. No one's going to watch that.
Just another holiday that the NFL's stealing from us.
I know. Fucking NFL. Here are the spreads. Here are the lines. In the women's tournament, UConn is a 14-point favorite over it. What the fuck?
Over Iowa?
Oh, no, I'm reading the wrong thing. Tim, post. I'm reading what potential. This is the worst email I ever got. Just forget I even said anything. I'm fucking pissed now.
I think if there's one person that's going to stop Caitlin Clark, though, it's Gino Auriemma.
I mean, Gino.
He's women's college basketball. It's Gino. It was Pat Summitt, RIP, but Gino is like, he's him.
Yeah, I like that it's like the long time good team against the new. I mean, not that they're new, but there's some storylines to be thread there.
Absolutely. Did you see Angel Reese's post-game comments?
Yes, I did.
Any comments?
Where she said she's had a miserable year?
Yeah.
I can understand how.
I do too. And Nick Wright,
I mean, she did the ring thing to Caitlin Clark. Like, DJ Burns was cocking off to Duke. You see that?
Mm-hmm.
He's like, yeah. And everyone's like, oh, DJ Burns is funny, man. And then Angel Reese does this to Caitlin Clark last year with the ring. And you know she got a shitload of DMs and stuff like, fuck you. You know, I think that, like, even if it's shit adds up. Trust me, you know. Shit adds up. Shit adds up. I was a 2.5-point favorite.
Nick Wright was saying that Angel Reese, sometimes you just got to log off. Put the phone down, log off.
Yeah, that is hard, though.
Yeah, agreed.
Here's Tony in Texas.
What's up, Tony? Nice stash.
Bart, Coat. Hey, Bart, you know what's funny is you're talking about women's basketball, and I've been watching it. And the three names that you rattled off in the past were the three exact names I could only come up with too. So for me or Cone or yourself to talk about women's basketball and Caitlin Clark's legacy, I have no idea, man. It's a foreign world to me, but I'm into it. I'm watching it. I enjoy it. I enjoy basketball. So, you know, good for the ladies, man. It's fun. It's fun to watch.
Well, I'm excited for Friday. I'm excited for Saturday too. But like I said earlier, I put a poll out. Like, what's the biggest storyline this week? It's like the tweets on private because nobody is engaging with it. Because I don't think like this week is not gonna have NFL buildup week where you can talk about a game for, you know, 20 different angles. It's just like, yeah, I don't know. We'll just watch the games. We're excited to watch the games, but until then, I mean, what are we gonna talk about? How good they are? We're gonna watch it.
Yeah, I mean, Cone Rollers, Wisconsin Badgers, they went out in the first round, right? Cone, Greg Gard and company. And you got Nate Oates from Alabama, UW Whitewater, shout out to the Warhawks. He's got them in the Final Four. Cone, wouldn't you love him in Madison right now?
Mm-mm. Hell no. The way he runs that Alabama program, hell no. No.
Yeah, I don't like how he was. I didn't like his behavior last year with all the stuff they had going on.
Yeah, same as Brad Underwood.
I thought he excused a lot of stuff.
Okay, yeah. Score one for integrity.
University with class, and Greg Gard does exactly that. 3-piece suit every game, always giving credit to the team, always putting a good face on for the University of Wisconsin. I mean, that's what you want out of your head coach.
I'm sick of people telling me that I can't know basketball if I don't like watching Zach Edey play. I don't like watching him play because the officials.
You are part of the...
Some of the shit he was doing. No, he would get the ball, and then towards the end of the game, he'd get the ball, think that he was fouled. He wasn't. So then he'd start walking. Like, he's traveling. You just assume the foul, he's traveling. And then on the offensive side, he's like, nothing. And then... send him to the line. Sucks.
I mean, you make a great point about the referees and college basketball and the rules in general. Like, why are there only 5 fouls per player? Well, I mean, why not 6? Why do we play 20 minute halves? I don't understand it. The women rules are different. The 3-point lines are all weird. The basketballs have like too much air in them. There's just a bunch of weird stuff going on of college basketball that I don't understand. You got guys that are 25, 20. They're older than Cone Roller, and they're playing right now in the Final Four, Cone. Can you believe that?
No, but, you know, the transfer portal, COVID year, I don't know. I think we're going to see a lot of that go away kind of in the next 5 years.
More. Hey, but with that said, Cone, this Final Four, and I know it's probably not a hot topic in Milwaukee right now, but this Final Four I think is going to be a great Final Four, man. You got NC State. You know, going up against Purdue, that's an interesting matchup, man. With DJ Burns, I mean, tractor trailer with a lefty shot. I mean, you got to love this part. That's a great matchup against Edie. Then the other side, you got UConn against Bama, another good team that will probably give UConn a battle. And then you're setting yourself up for an epic climax of UConn versus Purdue. That's must-see TV, in my opinion.
Agreed. That would be the best result for sure. Is Zach Edey versus what's his name? Klingman.
Yeah. I'll watch Monday. I'm not watching Saturday. WrestleMania's on, so.
Oh, where is it this year?
Philly.
Oh, okay.
The Sean O'Connell, who I saw a lot of celebration. He finally called Grand Show the other day.
Yes, that is true. I am very typically my bandwidth shrinks between the hours of 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. So I don't get as much many opportunities as I would like to. But I do love Grant Bills an awful lot. And I do try to catch the show on appointment listening. Nice to see you, Tony and Cone. Love you guys.
Hey, Sean, I don't know how big of a college basketball fan you are. Are you a big college basketball fan, or take it or leave it?
So I understand that we're moving into the Final Four. If that's true, I will probably be watching The Burbs on Netflix tonight instead.
Well, I was going to ask you, can you be a Wisconsin Badger fan and a Marquette Golden Eagle fan? Can you do both? I mean, Cone Roller's nodding his head. No, I cheer for both.
I'm alumni for UW, so probably not, I guess.
Okay.
Let's go, Sean.
I just think when it's something that, like, we always talk about how, I know Grant's been talking about this week, but it, when you have two sides, like, saying, it's not a rivalry, that means it's a rivalry. Stop trying to run from it.
Well, this isn't exactly Bears-Packers, though. I mean.
It doesn't have to be. It's two, is it it's better? Two schools 70 miles apart that play every year and are obsessed with how the other one does in the tournament.
Is it a bigger rivalry than Brewers?
Brewers
who? Brewers Cup?
Brewers Twins.
Brewers Twins?
Oh, yeah.
Border battle? Whatever the hell they call
go
it.
Go back to 1987. 1987, that was a big matchup.
Chuck,
that used to be the only way I could get to a Brewers game from the North Woods was going down to Minneapolis to see them.
From a rivalry standpoint, would you rather be in the NL Central or the AL Central?
NL.
NL.
I hate the Cardinals, too.
Especially with Craig Council now, too.
Yeah, because you got Cardinals, Cubs, Pirates, Reds. But you had Tigers, White Sox, Twins, and probably someone else.
Cleveland. True. The Cardinals trump everyone, though, Bart.
But I don't know. I didn't like when we switched to the NL. I still wish we were in the AL.
Well, of course. Yeah, the NL sucks.
That's a Chuck take.
I know. No, the NL sucks. He's absolutely right. I mean, you lost your chance to play the old AL East. I mean, I know Sean remembers too. You play Baltimore, you play the Yankees, the Red Sox. I mean, you go on those East Coast trips. Those are the best, man. That was our division. That's when only two teams made it from each division, or one team from each division. Then you had the.
But then a few years later, they moved the Astros from the NL to the AL. So.
That made no damn sense at all either.
It's like neither team needed to move in the first place.
I didn't understand what that was about.
I mean, just figure it out, man. Just add your teams and figure it out. And we still don't talk enough about the Seahawks. They used to be in the AFC.
That was the AFC West.
All those decisions were made in smoke-filled rooms.
Yeah.
Would the Astros have a dynasty if they were still in the NL Central?
No yeah. way.
Oh, I don't think so.
Oh. I don't think so either.
Really?
No, there's they so much variance.
All those years. They wouldn't have had George Springer bombing home runs.
No. Nope, nope, nope. That'd be different. It'd be a different world. They wouldn't be able to walk over the Yankees every year.
Yeah. True.
It'd be different.
You know, baseball is usually a big bore, but I will say this. It's off to a rocking start. I love the fights. You know, you want to call that an illegal slide? Fuck you. That's not an illegal slide. That's just hard-nosed baseball. You're coming in hard. You know, you got to finish the playoff. Give me a fight. I don't know what's up with the Mets. What's that Mets payroll? You probably got to get Ryan Wood in there because this Mets payroll, that team is a disaster. If you go by how much they pay that team compared to, like, even the Oakland Athletics, I would take the Mets as a bigger disaster than the Athletics. That is bad. That's bad baseball. And that payroll is astronomical. It's got to be top five, right, Cone? It's got to be.
I think it's, like, top three. And you know what, Tony, is even more embarrassing? They had Tyrone Taylor hitting cleanup with that payroll.
Opening day.
Opening day.
Are they still paying Bobby Bonilla, Bart? Do we know?
Well, they are, but we're also going to be paying Yelich till 2050, so.
You know, I jokingly said he's due for an extension, and some people took me seriously. I'm like, oh, goodness.
I think one thing that's changed about sports is, like, you know, that slide at second and the football banning that one tackle, the hip drop. It's like, it's okay if you want to – you don't want these people to get brain damage, so let's protect the head. That's good.
Well, but then
to try to eliminate every single injury that ever happens. I mean, they're playing sports. Well, you're going to get hurt. Your body's doing unnatural things. You're going to get hurt.
These unwritten rules of baseball, like throwing at guys because they took, you know, a certain amount of time to go around the bases or they flicked the bat, that's bullshit. But yet, you can't slide in hard in the second base. I don't get that. At these what are the unwritten rules of radio, Bart? Are there any unwritten rules of radio?
Well, that's a good question.
You know, you've broke them all, you bastard. Don't try to act like you don't know.
I've kept it mellow on the, I haven't ruffled any feathers on the new show.
Right. But here's one thing about the unwritten rules of baseball is that, you know, to a point it's self-policing, and that part of it, I do like. It sort of like harkens back to 1980s NHL, which was definitely a self-policing sport at its finest.
I'd say some unwritten rules of radio are don't make the host look stupid. Yes, and just kind of, you know, follow along. Don't acknowledge the bumper music. That's a good one. Just let it be.
The Tim Shea's there.
Do you think Tim Shea compliments you or makes or brings you down?
On what? When I do shows with him? Did you see he was on TV the other day?
He was looking handsome in his little outfit.
It cleans up all right.
Yeah, for the Dan Shaney YouTube stream, I can show you the picture.
Oh, man.
Goddamn jester.
Wow.
Oh, Jerry's got a good one. The mic is always hot.
For Tim's next trick, he's going to make your girl disappear.
Oh, boy.
He's at the game today.
Oh, he's got it.
I think he's at a bar. What am I thinking about?
I'm interested in the feedback of these new scoreboards.
They are big. I might go tomorrow.
What's the one in right field? I'm really curious about that one in right field. Kind of looks dumb.
Yeah, it looks like it's overdone.
The broadcast is showing the Attanasio family walk out.
Good.
And here comes 900 people carrying the big flag. That's good.
What is
it? I got a hot take. Brian Anderson is not doing this game today, but he is doing a baseball game today for TBS. I don't mind if he's out floating around in the NBA and March Madness, but if he's going to be doing a baseball game on opening day, he's got to be doing the Brewers. With all due to Levering, who is great. But BA, man, you got to say, I'll take this week off.
I think BA gets a little bit of a leash, though, to do that. I mean, he's doing us a favor more than the Brewers are doing him a favor.
Oh, I agree, but it's opening day.
He's like the indie rocker. Big. He's the indie rocker. Indie rocker that got big. He's national, and we want to keep him for our own.
Also, I don't know how much Euchre we're getting. We're getting him today. I don't know if we're getting
Euchre
him.
They showed him before the game with Murphy. He looked good.
Yeah, he did look good.
I like Murphy.
Do you think I can turn the volume up on these introductions, or is that I don't have the express written consent?
Is that even a thing?
Does anybody in Major League Baseball care about Into the Winklerverse?
Probably not.
I keep thinking the Twins are the Marlins. That stupid fucking logo.
Yeah, their jerseys.
Oh, I hate those. Yeah, I hate their.
All right, let's see the lineup for today. It was out. It was out early too. Murphy doesn't make people wait around like fucking Council does.
Yeah, you know, Andrew Wagner had some interesting takes about Craig Council today. That was pretty funny.
Andrew's tweet was, he's got a lot of tweets today. Okay.
Yeah, there's something about nobody's ever.
I had forgotten that one can actually enjoy pregame conversation with the skipper. 233 likes. And then someone said, Greg Council wasn't very friendly, eh? And then Andrew said, the man had a dislike and hatred for me that exceeded any woman I've ever dated, including the last one, which is saying something. Jesus.
That one was good. I like that one.
It's good to have Wags back on the beat. He's a good member, good personality.
Well, he keeps it, you know, he's great. Hogue's great.
Well, you know what I saw today was
I'm a Rosiak diehard.
Chuck and Bill Michaels.
Chuck and Bill Michaels on the scene today. I had FOMO for not being there, too.
Chuck looked good.
His beard could use some work, but yeah.
I texted Bill recently.
Oh, infrastructure week?
I told him I thought he did a great job at the Super Bowl.
What did he say? Who's this?
What did he say? Nothing. Nothing. There was no response.
Did he flip you a quarter?
No.
I was checking Bill and Grant out this morning, and he had Sean Merriman on to talk about fighting UFC, and also he described how you have to use the parking lot app. And I think when I had heard Rick Schlesinger describe how to use the app, I understood it. And then after Bill's description, I don't think I'll be able to handle it at all. If I use those instructions, it was pretty bad.
Well, Rick knows how to use it because this is his livelihood. This is all he cares about.
But he explained it very well, though.
They're running into problems today.
Yep. Yes, they are.
It didn't work.
Who could have seen that coming?
I think the way that Wagner celebrates council leaving, if Rick Schlesinger ever left, and this guy probably even has no idea that I like to say all this shit about him, but I think he sucks at his job.
That's accurate.
Hey, you know what? I want to celebrate that it's April 2nd, not April Fool's Day anymore. I hate that fucking day now.
It's awful.
So dumb. And
there's so many just stupid things online. Then there's something serious happens, like Vontae Davis dies. I'm like, oh, I watched him grow, watched him at Illinois and watched him in the NFL. That was sad. But then you have to pause and see, is this real?
So, I like this tweet from Ebo. Do not worry, Brewers fans. Parking ambassadors will be there to assist you by not taking your money in exchange for parking, but to help you stare at your phone and ponder why it won't connect to the internet to allow you to download a pass. This is all for your convenience.
Yeah.
I also want to say something about, since I tell people how to fan all the time. In the first game when Rhys Hoskins hit into a double play right away and the Brewers were looking like dog shit for three innings, everyone's just having a good time. If it was the Bucks, we'd all be fucking fighting each other in a goddamn war. Speaking of, here's Hot Take Jake.
Yo.
What's up, bud?
NSFW with the language there, man.
Well, it's the pod. I got to unleash on the pod.
That's true. You got to let go of everything you're holding in, being the national radio guy that you are.
You in the break room right there? What's the minimum wage these days? I see that sign.
Let's take a look. It is
725
still?
Living the dream, baby.
Not if you're flipping burgers in California. It's $20.
Well, what are we doing here?
An outbreak. Well,
I don't know. What's up with you?
I wanted to bring up something about this team, the Brewers. It kind of goes into the Packers this year, how not having expectations really changes the way that you enjoy a product. So I really did not care about the Brewers at all, and I'm loving this team. I don't care how they finish. I don't care if they buy. I don't care if they sell at the deadline. None of that really matters to me, but they're just fun to watch.
Bites of the Apple is a philosophy. Hold on, I'll get there. It's a philosophical mistake for fan engagement. If you tell your team you're going to win 89 games every year, if you always expect to be good, it's you need bad years. You need bad years or years where there's no expectations.
Well, you want to ride the wave, right? You want that ebb and flow.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
then people take it for granted, and they take 89 wins for granted. And then the opening series of the year isn't that fun when you sweep.
I had a great time.
Yeah. So if I was ever running a franchise, I would bake in years where we suck.
Like, just come out and like do a press conference, you know, before the season starts. Like, all right.
You'd be like, Bart, why'd you trade all these guys? I go, fans are getting too complacent.
Yeah, we were due for it.
White Sox are doing it right now. That's not really working out for them.
But then I'd give them like a nice, you know, something still to latch onto, like a Jackson Churio or a Hank the Dog.
Well, my guy is Reese. Like, I didn't really
know. Yeah, tell Reese. I'd say, Reese, we need you to just be a complete asshole this weekend. Just be the biggest asshole you can.
That was amazing. And I do feel partly responsible for jinxing, because I literally had started like an order form for a Reese Hoskins jersey. If he hit a grand slam, I was literally going to hit submit and just buy it. But as soon as I said something, then you know, struck out, I think.
Oh, yeah. You did it.
Yeah.
That was you.
Anyways, I miss you.
Well, I miss you too, bud.
I missed all you guys.
Enough of times. Should we have a get together at the ballpark again or no?
Yes.
You talking about that at Fiserv?
No, at the Brewers.
What's with, well, I mean, I guess based on the demographic of the last get together, it would make more sense to do a, like a baseball game than a basketball game. That was one of the most Caucasian events I've ever been to.
Well, I don't really have a way to reply to that.
We got a good
first.
Some seasoning.
Ryan says Brewers tailgate, but on an even hotter day.
That's the irony, too, is that, yes, the hottest day was against the Twins, and now they're back and now it's snowing.
Yeah, and the irony was I used Apple weather to see the forecast, and everyone told me I was wrong. And I was
never let that down. Fuck those weather people.
I'm pissed.
Good.
Like, I thought there was supposed to be snow today. Where's the fucking snow?
Just wait until the night. Wait until the Brewer game starts, and then you'll have a meteorologist interrupt every two innings to tell you about it.
Yeah. I want to say opening day for a baseball team, one of the most overrated experiences as a fan. As
you would.
Well, tell me, what is like? It's not about sports. It's not about like enjoying yourself.
The first time you've been able to do this in 6 months.
Jake, skip school when you're a kid to go to opening day? That was the thing.
Well, that's the thing. Like, I got kids now. I'm not trying to take them to see all that madness. Children.
Snowing. It is snowing.
But when you were a kid, you go to opening day, or you have your high school skip out day and go to the game.
No, as an adult, it's one of the most overrated experiences, because, like, you can't.
Oh, boy. Sean. You're outside of Madison, right?
Wanakee.
Oh, shit.
So, yeah, talk about, if you want to have a Caucasian.
Well, what does my Apple app say?
The only way
I'll tell you when it's going to snow. I depend on my Apple app for when's it. All right, it's going to snow by me tonight around 9 o'clock is what my Apple app says.
So I don't want to beleaguer the point about opening day. What annoys me is that it literally just becomes an Olympic event for drinking, and like people just don't know how to act, and it's annoying as shit.
Well, there's a lot of families there today.
Nah, I don't know. The last few times I've been to opening day, I see people puking. I see people pass out in the seats. Like, it's just pandemonium.
Wasn't there a guy taking a piss in the concourse last year?
Yeah, I don't know if that was confirmed or if it was like a hoax, but all I know is that if I see that and I'm there with my kid, I don't care how drunk the guy is, his dick is getting stomped. Like, I'm literally putting him down on the ground and stomping his dick.
Whoa. Pause.
Like, Seth Rollins style, I will tune it up, curb stomp his dick. It's over.
I have a story that that happened by the VA parking lot.
Yeah,
that has probably a statute of limitations. So
NDA.
Yeah. But I got a dip, fellas. Love you guys. Take care.
Oh, what a tease from Sean. Hear that story.
Oh, no, I think it's got 10 more years before I can tell that story.
Oh, fuck. Okay.
Like an Allen side story.
Yeah, well, then if you want to go, Jake, go tomorrow. Go on Wednesday.
So the day will be after much opening lower. Day, phenomenal experience. Like,
I might go tomorrow because
I think the best baseball games to go to are like middle of the summer when the stadium's like half full. There's not a lot going on, and like that's the allure of a baseball game. It's like you just get to sit and it's kind of quiet and just like chill.
You know what games I like going to was the re-emergence post-COVID when it was 25%. That shit ruled.
I liked going to the grocery store during
COVID. No lines, open seats,
mask. It's
fucking awesome.
Had to wear a mask.
You did have to wear a mask. Yeah.
Yeah.
But you could kind of, you could pull it down. You guys would be surprised. I have no mask in my house. You'd be surprised.
Well, I do, but it's in the bedroom and we only bring it out at certain times.
Is that when you get your dick stomped? Is that why you know so well about the
don't kink shame me
procedure?
All right, I gotta go. I love you guys.
Yeah, all right, Jake. Hey, oh boy.
Whoa.
All right. I just want to go through the lineup quick. You guys are free to live your lives however you want.
Go Brewers. See you guys later.
All right. Peace.
Did you leave me too? Okay, I'm alone. I'm scrolling through Twitter. Man, everyone tweeting a lot today. Where's this lineup? Sal Frelick in center field. Contreras behind the dish. It's the cool way to say catching. Yelich is hitting third. Adamas in the cleanup role. Jake Bowers at first base. Fun. Rhys Hoskins doing the designated hitting. Oliver Dunn at third. Bryce Tarangang at second. Jackson Churio in right field. Jake Junis on the mound, who just in terms of playing fantasy baseball, this guy is going to have one good start for every five starts. The other three will be below average, and then one of the other ones will be terrible. So maybe we can get his good start today, but he'll have in a five-start stretch, three will be not great, one will be awful, and then one will be, if this guy just develops his stuff. Brewers and Twins set for the home opener. Another game coming up on Wednesday, off day. And then they stride into the weekend against the Seattle Mariners. So a good stretch of home games this week if you can get on and get out to the ballpark. Thanks for stopping by. Enjoy the game. More episodes to be posted throughout the week, including that'll be on Thursday evening for sure. And then we'll see about something on Wednesday. Before I leave, it's Spark Guy jumping in.
What's up, player? Now that you went national like the Brewers did in 1997, I haven't had a chance to catch up. No way, dude. You sold up. I'm proud of you. Did you give like an over under? Like, how many wins do you think the Brewers are going to get this year?
That's a good question. What was the over-under posted? Like 78? I would have said over that. I think there'll be an over 500 team. I don't want to read too much into the first series like I always blame people to do. I think 85 is a good number.
So then the second question is that enough to, one, get in the playoffs, two, potentially even win the division?
Man, I don't know. So who's going to win the division? The Cubs, they started 0-2. They won their last two. Good pitching performance yesterday. I watched a good chunk of that. How are people loving Council down there?
I think there hasn't been any talk about them. I don't know.
People were bitching up a storm.
Yeah, but that's I feel like that's more just like
opening day.
General Cubs bitching. Like, I think there's just a higher level of bitching that goes with the Cubs than the Brewers. Like, they're just going to bitch about most things, if that makes sense. I don't know if it's council related, is my point.
Oh, it could have been anybody.
Yeah, I think so. They like to complain a lot.
Yeah. What do you think about the Brewers?
I think you're about right. I think the reason why the Brewers might have more upside is because I think there's more of a variance, right? Like, it could be worse than you said, but it could be better to a better, bigger degree than other teams, because there's just enough guys that you don't know for sure, like Churio or DL Hughley or any of these guys, you know what I mean? So,
yeah,
the original king of comedy. So like, you know what I mean? Like, would you be surprised if one of those guys like just like tore it up, you know, like if they do, that's my point, is you have enough young guys with enough variance to get there. And then you have a guy like Hoskins. Like Hoskins has started great and he could have, he's on a short 2 year, effectively 1 year deal. Like he could be lights out, or he could start hitting the aging curve. You know what I mean? So there's just a lot more variance. So I think you're right.
I was so pumped about Hoskins right away, and then I was like talking about it, and I saw way too many people say, "Oh yeah, enjoy him while you can." They'll flip him at, like, fuck you, man. Let me enjoy it. Yeah, I was enjoying the first two games of the year. God forbid.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll see. I don't know. I think the Central's pretty wide open, and I don't think I'd be surprised if one of those teams is a 95 win team, but then there could be a surprise.
Pirates started, aren't they 5-0? Watch out for the Pirates. It's gonna be the same shit it always is. It's gonna be the Pirates win April, the Reds win May, and then the Cardinals look like they're dead, then they're not, and then the Brewers and the Cubs are chasing each other for 87 wins.
But looking back, how many years did the Brewers have? Because I can. What would have been the first year the Brewers turned it? 07, right? Like that was the first year they got good. And then 08, they made the playoffs. 07 is the one year I can remember where they started it off super hot, but then they faded. Like most of the playoff years the Brewers have they been like really well in position and then held on? Or I don't know, maybe my memory is not serving me correctly, but I thought for the most part they stay in the hunt and then they get hot toward the end. Is that a fair recollection?
No, there's been some years where they've faded. I mean, 1 year they had to fire Ned Yost.
But they still made the playoffs.
Yeah, 2014, they looked like they were going to win the World Series and sweep through the whole playoffs, and they didn't even make it.
But then the playoff years, how did they go? Like 11, I thought they were pretty much wire to wire.
18, they had a week to chill.
Yeah. But did they start off hot?
17, they were going to make it, I think. But then fucking the guy who's our third base coach struck out, Quentin Berry.
I don't know. I just feel like if it's a typical Brewer thing, it's usually they add a couple pieces at the middle of the year. That's the thing that nobody takes into. Every year we'll start with this, and people will talk about the bad bullpen or the lack of depth, not realizing that if you're one of the 15, 20 teams that's in it, when it comes to the trade deadline, you'll fill those pieces in.
M Shark off topic wants to know if I can get thoughts on Cody Rhodes getting the angry dad belt treatment. The Rock's been kicking his ass. I should do a Mania prediction video.
Please. I won't
do any post games because I'm going to get blitzed for those.
So I only know about wrestling, and I'm not trying to act like I'm better than it. I'm not into it these days because I simply don't have enough time. I'm not trying to be that guy. So I don't really know what's going on, but I know you are like number one, a Cody guy, right?
Yes, I'm rooting for Cody. Yeah.
And then you are really anti Roman Reigns, right?
I think Roman Reigns reign needs to end to Cody.
Is it Roman Reign? Have I been saying this wrong?
No, I said his reign.
You use those words. Okay. So then what's going to happen then though? I'm not going to blow up your, but like what's happened over the last few months? Cause didn't they take Cody's spot away?
I think that they were building for Cody to get it done. But I think it's very likely at this point Roman Reigns still is the champion after WrestleMania. I think they want him to break Hulk's record.
Is there a big faction of people that are really into wrestling records? I ask that naively. Is that a big deal?
Not like fans, but the company.
Okay.
The company.
But they're going to give it to Cody eventually, right?
Who fucking knows?
And The Rock, is he's bad now? Like people, I think I'm helping some people out that might be listening to this, aren't as tuned as others. Like,
well, The Rock's funny because The Rock is bad, but he also like, he's making it a point to be like, I'm only bad here. Because then he showed up at the UFL games and he's like, hey, everybody, I'm Dwayne The Rock Johnson. Great to be here. And then he comes into WrestleMania or Raw and he's like, you motherfucking bitch. But then he's like, wrestling's cool. Wink.
So, and is that like a desire? Like he wants to get back into it because he like misses it? Or is there a career angle? Like, is this like Justin Timberlake's now back with NSYNC because everybody hates him, right? So he's trying to like soften that up. Like, why is The Rock back in wrestling?
I think The Rock is less back in wrestling because wrestling needs The Rock. I think The Rock's back in wrestling because wrestling's cool right now.
Okay.
Just like Justin Timberlake, I think he might need NSYNC more than they need him.
Right. That's fun. I like that angle. Mm-hmm. I like that.
That's a Mrs. Winkler specialty. That's my wife.
She likes NSYNC?
No, she doesn't like Justin.
I don't think many people do, though, do they?
I don't know.
I don't know. What time's first pitch? 2 minutes?
Yeah, I'm going to log off here, but good to see you.
You too. I will just say this. I'll end on a good note. I've been very civil throughout this, but I am the one person that's not looking forward to Bob Uecker. I'll be listening to the Twins radio broadcast. So,
what?
I do not like Bob Uecker, especially the last few years. I got slammed for this last year when I hopped on one of these and I said the same thing. Nostalgia is one thing, but come on, buddy. So I'll be the one to end on that note and say that.
Wait, I brought up your... On my CBS show, I brought up how you said Michael Jordan was the ultimate load management guy.
Yes. Good. I'll have to go back and try to find that.
Shep, who does a show with me, did not like that take.
Well, final thing. Have you followed the guy that's either on Instagram or TikTok that does the I'm done with the 90s? And he shows all the 90s clips and shows how terrible they all were.
No, but that sounds awesome.
I will send it to you. It's high quality content. And like I said, you use the Jordan one up. I'll leave you with now you got DL Hughley. So you got that one to use as well. So.
Ooh, Tim just sent me a picture. There's a jersey that a couple people are wearing. Cown sellout.
Not bad. Yeah, but at the end of the day, though, aren't Brewer fans pretty happy with Murphy? Like he checks all the boxes for what everybody wants around here, right?
Well,
like,
I wish Craig would have bolted sooner. Murphy's great.
Great. You guys feel whatever you feel. I'm not in the business of trying to tell you not what to feel. If you hate counsel, you hate counsel, you know, just ride it. Just ride it out.
All right. Well, good to see you.
You take care, buddy.
All right. I'm going to head over to the TV side, but if I was going to listen to radio, it would be Uecker. I might be in the car a little bit later. I'll get some Uke going for sure. Good to talk to you guys. Enjoy the season. We'll be chatting throughout. Should be a fun one. Thanks again to Happy Place Hemp. Thanks again to Dan Shaney. Carl's Place, CarlVT.com. The voicemail line's still up and running, 402-915-BART. And I'll be on your radio tonight. Well, I won't. Not in Milwaukee. He's got the post game, and then they'll take me after that. But you can always find my shows, even this one, on that Odyssey app. Go Brewers. We'll talk soon. I don't have a sign off. I never did. So that is it. Bye.